This is as groovy as it gets.
Oprah, can you hear me? Oprah versus Donald 2020 is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbero and a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2019. America is courtesy of New Threads off their new album, Felonious Wilma.
Hi, Julie again here with Susan. Can you stand it? We're on our last podcast in the series.
I know.
There's so much to say.
Well, of associating, exactly, of associating the Kabbalion, the energy all around us and what goes on with whatever the heck Donald Trump is doing.
Because as we said in our previous podcasts, it all relates to us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just about Trump. We're using him as a great example because he's so made himself so available for us to use him. But it's really about all of us. But we can all relate when you're hearing to what we're saying. Hopefully you're relating. Doesn't mean you agree. Doesn't mean you disagree.
Right.
It's just that you understand what we're saying so you can start using it yourself.
And, you know, it's really beautiful that we have a persona, I'll say, that's there, that everyone, you know, I can say Donald Trump, and whatever you know of him, whatever, we're not looking for judgment. We're looking, you know, because we deal in energy. We talk about energy. That's what all our four podcasts are about. That's what all our books are about.
Mm-hmm.
We go really deep and we enjoy looking at how energy affects our relationships and how we can utilize and work with energy to affect our relationships and our lives.
And if you've been listening, I just want to say thank you because we struggle a lot of times. I do. I can't even tell you how many times. If you've been listening, you know, to find the word to really capture what I'm trying to say. And I know I sometimes repeat myself because I don't believe I said what I'm trying to say. Because this stuff is pretty deep. And it's not this, you know, brouhaha of turn around, touch your toes, and, you know, kick up your shoes and you created a spell. I, that's not what we're into. We're really into the truth of, like, what everyone can feel, sense, and, you know, what they're trying to figure out in the cosmos when they're saying dark matter and dark energy and trying to figure out what it is. We think that some of what we're doing relates to that.
Mm.
Because what's out there, we've always said, is right here in front of us.
Mm.
So everybody's out there proving things. They do it with Einstein, so we're putting ourselves in good company.
That's right.
That they go and they, you know, he says something and years later they figure it out. Well, we're saying that what's out there is here. And I think that's a little bit of the energy that we're talking about. And that's a great lead into mental transmutation.
It is. It's a beautiful lead into it. And, you know, also to just add further that, you know, what we're expressing and how we're expressing it is also in the energy of these podcasts.
Mm.
And, you know, that could be an obvious statement, yet a not so obvious understanding that there's being energy transmitted. And you know, Susan and I go into these raw, and we go into these conversations, you know, not plotted out. I mean, we do the work.
Right.
And, you know, we know the material and we've written the material.
Right.
And we just share, you know, naturally, genuinely, and authentically, you know, in the energy. And that's what we're sharing. And the energy speaks for itself. I mean, it really does. And so we're looking now in this podcast about mental transmutation. And in the Kabbalion, you know, I'm just going to read, mental transmutation means the art of changing and transforming mental states, forms, and conditions into others. And, you know, adding into that, the really cool part that you could stop and say, oh, wait a minute, I can use the laws against the laws and with the laws and interchangeable in the laws to move, you know, to a different state of the laws.
Hmm. Well, the other thing...
The part to add to that is that not only may the mental states of oneself be changed or transmuted, but also the states of others.
Yet.
And that's constantly occurring.
I think the important part, because I knew you were going to go there, is that you change your mental state.
Mm-hmm.
This is Julie here with Susan. What's one of the favorite books that we've written together?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations because you tricked me into writing it. It wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
You know, I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Ender scripts. Hey, do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it, and you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now.
Get a great trivia book by Julie Benetti on Amazon today.
And when it says that others can, you can change others, you can manipulate. I'm using mean words now.
Right.
You can
right.
manipulate, but that other person has to be open and willing to be manipulated. I mean, I've had times where people have said something and I've reacted and I'm like, I know better. Why am I getting so upset? And I react. And that's when you were talking about feeling is the secret with Never
right.
Got It.
Right.
I still had that reaction. But then it's like, I try to make that, the time period between when I react and when I like calm down or get clarity, I'm trying to minimize that time, you know, that span of time. Because I do react. And then I say, wait a second, I am master of my domain. Nobody comes and tells me how things are. I decide how things are for myself. And I think that's an important thing to distinguish between, you know, you can affect your reality and others.
Well, you know, it's funny because they say that about stage hypnotists, you know.
Oh my God,
he was able to go. Well, people, you know, can get hypnotized and do crazy things because they would do those crazy things
right.
in real life. So, you know, that's why they're doing it. So it's exactly supporting what you said. And, you know, I talked a little bit about Neville Goddard in the last podcast, and, you know, we did a great series on Neville Goddard and also his Feelings is the Secret, and we connected in with Napoleon Hill, and we go back into the Kabbalion, and, you know, we have Neville Goddard in our Ancient Texts podcasts. You know, we
and
have
Napoleon
Neville
Hill.
And Napoleon Hill,
I know.
And
I know.
We have the Kabbalion, you know, podcast and him also in there. And you were just talking about, you know, you're talking about mental chemistry, you're talking about alchemy, what you just said about feelings, and Neville Goddard said something beautiful, and feeling is the secret, which you can find anywhere, online, whatever, but I mean, I just love it. It's very short, and he says, your feelings create the pattern from which your world is fashioned, and a change of feeling is a change of pattern. And when you think about that, I mean, how many times all day long are your feelings, you know, poked? And, you know, okay, I'm going to go into specifically, because we're talking about the Kabbalion, and we're talking, comparing it to, you know, the persona of Donald Trump, and not the person, the energy, because I don't know what other word to use.
Right.
How many times are your feelings poked? And most often it's, you know, a presence of fear. You know, you got to fear this. You got to fear
well,
that.
Well, that's the
you
easiest to one to poke.
Exactly.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's the easiest one to poke at.
And when you're looking at mental transmutation, and, you know, great what you said before, and what I said about stage hypnotists is, you know, it's you really, you know, directing this show, unless you decide not to.
Well, even if you decide not to, you're still directing it.
Right, right.
But why wouldn't you become the main character in your own life?
I know. Why be a B character?
But I think,
player.
But I think that's a lot of what we talked about throughout all these podcasts is that Donald Trump used science principles, which ultimately, so here I am going, I'm going to go full circle in my mind. He used all these science principles to create polarity, and then he increased the rhythm, which went into, which created a cause, which had an effect, which goes into gender, which is mental transmutation. He
right.
created something. And
right.
we all, I'm going to say it, and we all went for the ride. And we still continue. And you know something? He's one example. You can look at the media does it. I mean, advertising does it too. Companies do marketing, it all the time. Yep. It's in the marketing, and, mm-hmm. and we all know now. I mean, if you start understanding marketing, it is all in your head.
Mm.
It's looking at the psychology of how we think and how we react and what we actually see and what we don't see and how to really stroke that feeling of whatever it is. You want to feel good, look at this, you know, have this lollipop and you'll feel good. Or, and again with him, it was, you know, and you know, it's funny, with him it's anger is what I was trying to say, but my head is already going somewhere else. And you know, people sit there and get mad at Trump because of what he's doing, and I get it. And I hear things. Do I believe he's doing things to, you know, push himself ahead? I'm sure he is.
Hmm.
And the one thing I've always said is, but do you think he's the only one? I mean, everybody has always done that.
Right, right.
And the one thing with Trump is that I believe he's bringing all this to the forefront.
Hmm.
Whereas the career politician, the Democrats, it was all done, but nobody talked about it. This all occurred. This thing with Epstein, what happened? Do we believe that this is only in the past so many years that this has happened?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, this has been going on forever, and God knows, this is going to sound terrible. I don't want to know.
Mm.
It bothers me when I think of people being trafficked and lives being destroyed. That is so painful. But I just...
I agree.
It's okay, and I know a lot of people feel that. And the reason I say is I don't want to know. I know it's happened. So if you want to change it, if we want to change it, Trump's not the answer. There's no one person that's the answer, but we are the answer as individuals because we can transmutate anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is the important part of this, is that that information and that understanding comes out because people feel that they're unempowered, and then they turn around and give all their power to someone like Trump.
Right.
Or
right.
whoever. You could you could throw whoever you want in there.
Right.
Hillary. She's a woman. She's going to fight for us. She's going to do this. Guess what? I'm going to go back to what I just said. Human trafficking. I don't like seeing them, but I've seen documentaries. Some of the worst offenders are women.
So we seem to think,
if a woman is going to take care of us. No.
I know.
Is Trump, he's daddy. Is he going to take care of us? No. You have to take care of yourself.
Right.
But you don't have to go out there and fight. It's you have to empower yourself. So everything that the Kabbalion has done, and we've pointed out that Trump has done, you can take each one of those and do it into for yourself, to empower yourself. You can use those same principles. And what he did, you can use for yourself. Because if you're going to take it and use it for someone else, I don't know. To me, that's boring.
Right.
Doing it for myself, now that is something that is interesting.
And who else, you know, the most important person? I mean, who else? You got to take care of self-care for yourself.
Exactly.
Before you can do anything for anyone else.
Hi, this is Julie. I recently went away to Canada and I was excited to bring a handful of books, but I couldn't read a thing. Has that ever happened to you? All I wanted to do was play. If you travel, trivia is fun. And we have a lot of different trivia for you. We have Think You Know the Kabbalion? You can test yourself. We have trivia on Halloween and Samhain. And we have Christmas trivia. So the time is right to test your brain and get moving. And if you want to do it today, you can go to Amazon and download the ebooks. Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right
now. Live on Amazon right now. And you know what they say, there's no time like the present.
So what are we doing here, Susan?
Oh, we're doing commercials.
That's right, we're doing ads.
But what are we selling?
I don't know, what are we selling, Danny?
I don't know, what are you selling?
Everybody's selling something, aren't we selling something?
I don't know, my father used to ask me all the time, what the heck are you selling? So,
I can imagine why, but let's get back to focus on what we're talking about here. We're talking about content.
Content and energy.
And humor.
Podcasts that take you out of the dumps. There's so many to choose from. Enjoy.
And if you like the energy of this ad, hello, come along with us. 4 podcasts, tons of books, tons of ebooks. Everywhere.
And meet the authors.
And, you know, we took all this time and this presence because we really analyzed what was going on, you know, in our books out there, you know, with Donald Trump and with, you know, just energy. And, you know, it's funny because we went through all the Kabbalion principles and when we matched them up with the science principles in our book, and we could turn around now and do this same thing for Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't matter who the persona is. Mm-hmm. We could do the same thing, and it's easier, you know, to say it. Sometimes it's easier to look outside of yourself and say, oh, okay, I can see that going on. We talk about that a lot because, mm-hmm. you know, we give examples when we're talking to each other about our own lives, and sometimes it's hard to hear. You know, you don't want to hear about yourself, really. Wait a minute, what do you mean? You take it personally for yourself. And yet, you know, looking at somebody else and looking at an interaction, we're talking about interaction. We're not talking about, you know, policies signed and political, you know, agendas and things like that. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about the energy of interactions and presence.
The other thing that is just noteworthy at the moment is we got a comment that we were being criticized because we didn't use the word God. And all I thought of is, we're not using any religious, any political, any jargon, any dogma, because we don't want to associate with any particular thing. We're talking in very general terms about energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go in and decide what God is. I'm not going to decide who Trump is. I'm not going to decide what the Democrats are or who somebody should be voting for or who they're not voting for.
Right.
We're not out there trying to change what somebody else believes.
Mm.
What we're trying to say is, be aware of what you believe and why you believe it.
Mm.
We're not telling you what to believe.
Right.
And so I bring that up because I thought that was interesting because we're talking about politics, but yet somebody made the comment that you use the all, because that's what the Kabbalion, how the Kabbalion refers to that energy.
Right.
We talk about universe, we use energy. And it's not because we're afraid to use the word God. I definitely believe in God. And I don't, Julie.
Yeah.
But you know, who I believe in isn't important for you. It shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my, and I'm not trying to define God for anybody.
Right. And it's, you know, there goes to Lao Tzu. You don't want to define it anyway.
Right.
So, I mean,
but I mean, that and, goes into even with what we're saying about Trump. We're not defining him. We're not saying you should like him, you should hate him for what he did. We're simply talking about, really, about ourselves.
Right, and we're using the terminology, like you said, of the Kabbalion, and we're using the terminology to discuss it in the terms of today. And if, you know, you don't use the word God and I don't use the word God, that doesn't mean anything related to how we experience God or, you know, what it is that we experience as spirituality in our own lives. We're just using the term that's in the Kabbalion. So again, you know, this whole like little series inside a series of this podcast about the Kabbalion and looking at the energy of Donald Trump, you know, is useful for us because we do what's useful for us in the conversation to see how we can utilize the principles of the Kabbalion in our lives every day, and also not only how we can utilize them, but how they're all around us all the time. You know, if stuff was dancing around you all the time, would you want to say, oh, look?
Well, I think knowing it is half the battle.
Right.
I think people don't know it, and they go with it. They have fear. They have uncertainty. They go all into all. And actually, I'm not a science person. I've been the first to say Julie is this big science guru.
Well,
but, I mean, where I'm going with it, though, is that I don't think about it in terms of science. But it certainly lends a beautiful hand to energy.
Right. Well, it's a different way to converse, for me at least, about energy and about interactions and about relationships and about just what's going on around you. You know, it's not a he says, she says. I mean, you know, and the funny part is I always say to you, everyone's out there, all the quantum physicists, everyone's out there doing all the hard work for us. Because, you know, they tell us about the particles and, you know, we're from the stars, hello. So you look out there and...
But then nobody makes the leap. Like you said, no one makes the leap. And I say, when I say we're from the stars, This is not Susan Barbaro saying we're from the stars. I've done research, I've read, and that's what they said. So to me, I made the leap, and I said, well, if the star, we come from the stars, then everything that's out in the stars is right here in front of us. Mm-hmm. It's here with us. We
inside
are not
of us.
Separate.
Yeah.
Within, mm-hmm. without, and then way without. So, right. Yeah.
And there you go. You went right back into the Kabbalion principles. So, you know, every day you can just be corresponding, you know, in the principles as well and moving with them.
Well, I hope you found this interesting, and I hope you're able to take this and move in your own life and have a different perspective, because I sure do.
And I as well.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts, along with our Donald Trump and Oprah books for this series. Find great music by New Threads on iTunes, Spotify, and on newthreads.us.